Macadamia nuts are indigenous to Australia, specifically northeastern New South Wales and central and southeastern Queensland.
Okay.
And they were an important source of food for the Aboriginal peoples there. But they are named for a famous 19th century chemist and politician named John McAdam.
Okay.
But he didn't discover them or introduce them to the West. It was his friend, Ferdinand von Mueller, who named them after him.
Van Mueller.
That was after, as the story goes, Mueller sent the plant to be studied at the Botanical Gardens in Brisbane, Australia.
Okay.
The director there told a student to crack open the new nut for germination. The student ate a few and said they were delicious. After waiting to see whether or not he died.
Yes. Really?
In the following days, the director also tasted a few himself and declared the macadamias were delicious.
Wait. So they were waiting to see if the guy died.
Yeah.
The other guy was like, let's see if he dies. They look good.
Yeah.
But so he didn't wait to find out. No, he did wait.
He waited a few days to see if he died.
Well, what if it took more days? Well, it took 5 days.
I guess it was just the risk he was willing to take.
That's how delicious macadamia nuts are. You just can't wait to eat them.
I guess so. So the macadamia nut was first commercially produced on a wide scale in Hawaii, where Australian seeds were introduced in the 1880s. For many years, the trees were grown just as ornamental plants there. The Hawaiian-produced macadamia established the well-known seed internationally, and for more than a century, they were the world's largest producer. Macadamia production remains a vital industry in Hawaii, with more than 600 orchards operating there. South Africa has been the world's largest producer of the macadamia since the 2010s, though. The macadamia is the only widely grown food plant that is native to Australia.
Oh, really?
Yes. In 2019, researchers collected samples from hundreds of trees in Queensland, Australia, and compared their genetic profiles to samples from Hawaiian orchards, and they determined that essentially all the Hawaiian trees must have descended from a small population of Australian trees, possibly just one single tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Macadamia trees do not begin to produce commercial quantities of seeds until they are 7 to 10 years old. But once they are established, they may continue bearing for over 100 years.
Hmm.
Macadamia nuts are picked from the ground after the nut ripens and then falls. As for 2019, the macadamia nut is the most expensive in the world, which is attributed to the slow harvesting process.
Yeah, and I love macadamia nut macadamia cookies. They're so good.
Yeah, with the white chocolate?
Yeah, they're so good.
Yeah, so good. So good. Macadamias are the world's hardest edible nut to crack.
Oh.
They're a hard nut to crack. It takes a whopping 300 pounds per square inch of pressure to crack one open.
Yeah, they look like they've got that thick case, like the casing on the outside is really
thick.
Since
ordinary nutcrackers apply insufficient force, they actually sell special macadamia nutcrackers that are strong enough to crack open the nut.
Can I ask something stupid?
What?
Do you buy nuts? Do you buy macadamia nuts that you have to crack?
I guess so.
Okay, I've never seen.
I never
those.
Have either.
Okay, so all
but
right.
But I think you must be able to. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right.
Macadamia seeds are often fed to hyacinth macaws in captivity. These large parrots are among the few animals other than humans that are capable of cracking open the shell and removing the seed.
That beak?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So macadamias are toxic to dogs, so don't go feeding any to your dog.
Oh.
Ingestion may result in macadamia toxicity, marked by weakness and hind limb paralysis with the inability to stand, occurring within 12 hours of ingestion.
Wow.
In high doses, medication may be required for symptom relief until the effects diminish, with full recovery usually within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
They're also toxic to cats.
Oh,
so don't feed them to any of your pets.
Well,
just the birds. If you happen to have a hyacinth macaw,
go ahead and feed them.
But dogs and cats, no go.
Keep it for yourself. Better off.
So macadamia nuts are rich in nutrients and beneficial plant compounds. They're also linked to several benefits, including improved digestion, heart health, weight management, and blood sugar control.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go on the macadamia nut diet.
There you go. Do it.
Delish. You picked out a record to go along with macadamia nuts, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So since they are such an important commercial crop in Hawaii,
We're
going to play Hawaii by the Beach Boys.
Do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. That song called Hawaii from the Beach Boys. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about macadamia nuts, which are, of course, grown in Hawaii.
You got that right. Yeah. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Macadamia nuts are the only widely grown food plant native to Australia.
They are the world's hardest edible nut to crack.
And because of the slow harvesting process, they are the most expensive nuts in the world.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Some pricey nuts, those macadamia nuts. Yes. Wonderful. But folks want to learn more about macadamia nuts, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Every day. We do this live on Facebook as well at 410. And you can catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll find the entire library right up there. Be sure to like and subscribe when you're there so you know when we post new material. And we'll continue our theme week on five things you didn't know were named after people. Tomorrow at 410.
That's right.
Right here on Legends 1027. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic, weather, and more on the way on Legends 1027.